have someone else in mind, but if you just want to take a couple of minutes to find who you want to work with, and I can pass out some paper. Is everyone following, by the way? I just want to explain anything a little more.
Yeah.
Are you two?
You've got your own mic.
So we're supposed to design.
Yes, right. I'm going to explain what's on there. Everyone got a pair? Everyone got paper? Everyone got pens? Anyone need anything else?
Cool.
So, yeah, as I said, like, in an ideal world, the first stage of this process would be to go out there and get the data that you'd use to sort of start informing this conversation. Again, we're not going to have time to sort of go and do some user interviews or ethnographic research or whatever. So we're going to skip that and, you know, just use our little best guess for the purpose of this exercise. If you do want tips on research, then do a good talk tomorrow by Georgia. Check that out. However, what are we doing first? Okay, so the best way to do this would be to sort of split your screen, paper in half maybe, one side for the system, one side for the user. And I think, feel free to like scope this exercise however broadly you want to go. Like, you could do the end-to-end experience of a user landing on a page for this, whatever it is they want to pledge for, the process they need to go through in order to, you know, decide how much money they want to pledge, decide, like, should go through connecting their wallet maybe, through to factoring in whatever else comes to mind really when you start having that conversation and start probing in terms of what might the user have questions about, like, when am I going to get my money back, like, when's the deadline type thing. So, does that make sense? Yeah? Does everyone want to just take 10 minutes to sort of give that a go? So again, one of you pretend to be the system or the product, one of you pretend to be the user and start trying to think about how that interaction might play out in a script.
The presence of multiple proteins means that the
it's like giving soldiers useless, like,
the users kind of sure that they want to work with it because they might throw the user to the board,
for example,
yeah.
So there's two ways of doing it. It's like either going into the platform itself, searching on the system to find something which is relevant. And then we can have a like one where you already know and you jump, like you can have it as a journey.
Yeah.
One of them is a bit longer when you search.
Because in the end, I'm going to go to the next one.
I don't know how the ways are.
Yeah, I think that's the most important
general. 2 minute warning, guys. Wrap up.
I think we can just assume that we have some way, if they say they don't have some way to if not, then
we'll get all the funding. They go over funding.
It's red. It's red. It's red. It's red. It's
red. It's red. It's red. It's red.
Yeah, that will be later. Right? So,
So the system will list all the details of the project. for example, the project name A. So about the project objective and the fund, the duration and the cap of the fund. So and the interest. And the system will ask how many cryptos do you want to deposit.
Can I change my mind and withdraw before the end of the fundraising period?
So probably no. So
probably no.
That's a very interesting
interpretation.
Probably no. That's, I think, like, that question I was really great. This is what this is all about, like anticipating those things that might be on the mind of the user but don't necessarily spring to mind when you sort of don't think about things necessarily in this more sort of conversational interaction. Scott, did you want to share as well?
Yeah, we can do it. We have to like,
probably phrase that badly. Like, do you want to share? Probably not.
I'm the computer.
So, hey, this project looks cool. I'd like to support it.
Please show me who you are.
What do I need to show you?
I would like to know what tokens you have.
I have ETH.
I need to explain how this process works before we continue. This is how it works.
Sounds good to me.
That's when I tell him that if you pledge, you're going to get it back if the project's not fully funded at the end. He likes that. Okay,
yeah,
how much?
Sounds good.
How much would you like to pledge?
I'll give you one ETH.
Thank goodness you did that, because it has to be more than $1. Because... Oh, and now I give you a new alert. Even if the project fails, this project gets this much money, which is like $10 because you allowed them to pool, so they're getting money from that. Please approve the transaction, my friend.
Approved.
Oh, here are some other projects that might interest you because you funded this project. Would you like to continue?
Or
ETH. That's great.
I love the theater of it, yeah. Do anyone else want to share before we move on to the next section? Cool. So the next step is, now that you have your script in front of you, is to start like annotating and start thinking about where some of this script might translate potentially into UI later on, but also to sort of start thinking about or start noting down maybe where you've used language to help explain certain terms. Like that, in your example, you had that sort of question the user posed to really start thinking about, okay, where would be a sensible place for that to come in the journey, or as we start to think about it more in terms of a product rather than a conversation. So like,
I covered all that.
Yeah, note down any like where you could like explain maybe any jargon, so around the whole onboarding or connecting a wallet, for example, and start, you know, thinking about, okay, we've asked the questions in this order, and this is how it's going to translate into the interface later on. So an example might be like, in the example I gave before, it's like, okay, this is going to work well, it could be like a drop-down research, but actually maybe we should pre-select the token if the user only has one in the wallet, for example. Does that make sense? It's going to take like 5 minutes to just start.
Yeah.
project. So I think the chilling is
So what there's some batters then?
I'm
Would it change the values? Even if I don't take Snapchat, would I call back?
Our script wasn't entirely a script, and now our UI is not entirely UI, but I think we still have some decent ideas, so maybe worth sharing.
Cool.
The first thing was we kind of went through the user questions, like what's in the user mind even before the interaction happens, so, well, how do you arrive at the project? But then also, what you want to know, like, why should you give money to this weird named project instead of the real Kickstarter? So, want to communicate the points you have?
Basically, like, I think the main kind of, like, value proposition for this could be that since Kickstarter as a company doesn't need to, like, profit from this, so you're, like, more of your contribution can go towards funding the project directly rather than, like, you know, Kickstarter making a profit off of, you know, platform fees or whatever. And then just, like, the transparency and accountability, and also the, you know, being able to support a project even if it doesn't get fully funded. So communicating that upfront to the user before they even get to the point of wanting to fund a project, and then basically after that point, you would basically, the user would want to know, okay, I like the value proposition of this platform. What can I do to, like, fund a project that I'm interested in? And how they arrive on a project could be, you know, how the project's external marketing, or, you know, the existing ways for, you know, like on Pinterest, you select which things you're interested in and it shows you. So that's kind of like already solved, but
yeah.
And then, yeah.
So then the rest of the flow is fairly standard, but I think the right assumption would be to not assume that user, again, knows much about crypto. Like, if they come just to a weirdly named Kickstarter, it doesn't mean that they have knowledge of gas. So, first question in the user mind is like, well, I guess just press the big bright button, but then next follow-up question from the system would be, do you own crypto? Like, any at all? Ethereum, do you know that? And if not, we probably would need to provide a crypto, like credit card integration or whatever. Then the next kind of, do you know, wallets? And we're lucky if users do, and we can probably check for that. Mm-hmm. But if not, then it comes the next kind of education moment of, like, here's how you install MetaMask, or yeah, most likely. And then things get a bit easier. So then we can suggest amounts and the rewards you get, and you just choose from a list. And then you have this recap.
So after kind of the user gets to that point of seeing how much they can contribute in the different like levels and rewards of contribution, I think it would be a good, at that point it would be a good point to kind of recap the whole process and like, you know, reiterate that, you know, if the funding fails, these funds will be returned back to you, that this is the amount you're pledging for X amount of days or however long the project is being funded, and during this period, if the project doesn't get funded, your amount of contribution will just like, you know, accrue the interest that they could, the project will still earn this much, you know, in just interest. So at that point, then, so the, in terms of like gas, so instead of like saying, let's say the user wanted to pledge $200 or 200 DAI, and then instead of saying, okay, here's 200 DAI, and then you need to pay like this much extra in gas, we just subtract the amount, they subtract the gas cost from the amount they give, and then so just the project receives less. And then there's other even ways to do it. We were thinking of like prepaying for gas when the actual project gets posted. There's a fee there to post a project which could prepay for gas in a way, for users.
To minimize the surprise for, again, people who don't know, like, because if you, the experience we want to compare with and not be any worse is Kickstarter. And in Kickstarter, you're never surprised. Like, you say you want to pay 50 and you pay 50. You're never like, oh, there's a surprise fee, which is variable on time of the day.
And that kind of, you know, just reiterate all these kind of things that are happening and then just the confirm pledge button, which would then pop up the MetaMask or whatever wallet connect or whatever the way the user's interacting with the wallet.
Sweet, that's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to add that I think that the challenge that we've had is we're butting up against what, for example, I know the psychology of sharing information with an interface. Mm-hmm. So, for example, linking a wallet, asking someone to link their wallet from the beginning, is a really big step psychologically.
Yep.
It's much easier to say, how much do you want to donate? And when they fit, instead of having a pull-down menu, you actually physically type a number. Now you've committed. There's a whole literature on like the psychology of sunk cost. The fact that you physically typed 10 means you're committed to doing so. So when you get the prompt, link your wallet, the inhibition has gone down. Right? And so the challenge that we've had in working with this is that there's already stuff we know about how people commit to actually following through on things, given that we know that every company out there is collecting every piece of data on everything that we're doing at all times, and everyone's becoming aware of that and don't want to share as much. So how do you break down inhibitions while embracing their willingness to want to donate, et cetera? So like, we already presumed that they were crypto holders, the mere fact they're on the site. We never determined that we were going to, you know, try to be an exact replica of Kickstarter. It's just Kickstarter for people who own crypto. We don't need to educate them on it. It's just like, what do you got? What do you want to support? And we're going to help you through that process, right? But that's a strategic decision that our group would basically be based on, rather than trying to appeal to everyone and say, yeah, here, we're going to help you to learn all this new stuff. That's not the role or the strategy of our organization.
No, that makes sense. And I think the way this workshop has gone, you know, we didn't have that sort of that first step, the research, which is why it's so important, right? It's, that's why we have these like different experiences, because you're designing for one type of user, you're designing for another. But that's all great. We need to move really quickly on to the third part of the exercise, because I've been really bad at timekeeping. So the next activity is just to now sketch that out, sort of start drawing it as a product, as an interface. And using that dialogue that you've done, using annotations to really inform how you think about how it should look when you start to sketch it out. So there's an example that I just wanted to show so that people could have a sense. I think, again, I have to do this in like 5-6 minutes, so apologies. But yeah, makes sense?
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the next one.
I'm a developer. I'm a
10 minutes going there.
Okay, guys. Sorry that you didn't have too much time to get your draw on. Does anyone have anything to show? Anyone? Anyone want to show their drawing, their sketches, their crayon skills? No, we're running out of time. Oh, okay.
Our drawing is like really basic, but we thought it was really interesting that, like, you know, having people who already have crypto and people who don't. So we thought one nice thing is, like, turning people who already have crypto can make it simple, but after they pledge, they can share, usually you share with your friends, like, tell them about a project, but then the URL could be a burner wallet, and then they fund it, they put some crypto in there, and then just share that URL with their non-crypto friends, so they can test out the interface. If they like that experience, then they can create a whole wallet and, like, do more, and then that would basically cycle through.
Progressive onboarding. Yeah, that's great. Anyone else want to?
Recap in like 40 seconds already. So screen number one is project status. Choose every word because that's how, like, how people choose the amount and our system benefits. Then pledging the amount, great idea of typing in the number to up the pledge, but keep the reward. And just confirm the amount. Then if we can detect that there's a wallet, we skip so many steps, but if we can't, we have to educate. Recap and confirm transaction, so that's like the third screen. And the fourth screen is a transaction state help.
Transaction state?
Help.
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 Help. Oh, help. Yeah.
Help.
Okay, yeah. It's like, oh, yeah. Cool. That's great. So yeah, just to close the session, I think, your script can basically act now as like a design artifact that maybe you have on the wall while you're working or in a shared file in the team. This is something that you can always, like, refer back to like, as you sort of iterate on your design, as you to remind yourself of, like, what the user's thinking and feeling throughout the process. The script itself is iterative. Like you said, that you changed your design based on something these guys had said. So this is something that, you know, you can come back to, and if something new, if something new comes to light, you find you do more research, or you need to build, like, a new feature, script out that, scope the script to that, and then see where it fits. If it fits into the original script, you can try and figure out, like, is this a natural fit? Should we even be building this? Does this make sense within the context of what we already had? Because if it's not going to work in a script, it probably won't work in an interface either. And that's it. Yeah, sorry I didn't keep time very well, but I hope you got a flavour for what conversational design is, and I hope you guys, maybe get to try it with your teams, and there's my Twitter if you want to ask me questions or come chat with me.
Great, thank you.